August 16, a holy watcher. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:13. In every place, at every hour in the day, there is a holy watcher who balances every account, whose eye takes in the whole situation, whether it is one of fidelity or one of disloyalty and deception. We are never alone. We have a companion, whether we choose him or not. Remember, young men and young women, that wherever you are, whatever you are doing, God is there. To every word and action, we have a witness, the holy, sin-hating God. Nothing that is said or done or thought can escape his infinite eye. Your words may not be heard by human ears, but they are heard by the ruler of the universe. He reads the inward anger of the soul when the will is crossed. He hears the expression of profanity. In the deepest darkness and solitude, he is there. No one can deceive God. None can escape from their accountability to him. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me, writes the psalmist. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the night light are both alike to thee. Psalm 139:1-12. Day by day the record of your words, your actions, and your influence is being made in the books of heaven. This you must meet. All heaven is interested in our salvation. The angels of God are marking the deeds of men. They record in the books of God's remembrance the words of faith, the acts of love, the humility of spirit. And in that day when every man's work shall be tried of what sort it is, the work of the humble follower of Christ will stand the test and will receive the commendation of heaven. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Matthew 13:43.